You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027.
Mike, I am struggling to hear you quite well, but let me try and deal with the issues. Let me greet you and greet the Classic FM listeners and say that one of the things that was expected was that the situation would be worse than what we are reporting. And this was led by the previous two quarters, the third and the fourth quarter of 2019, that indicated a slump in the economy of 0.8 and 1.4, respectively. Now, in this regard, the biggest contributors to the 2% contraction in the economy in the first quarter of 2020 were driven by mining and manufacturing. Both mining and manufacturing grew negatively at 21.5% as well as 8.5% respectively, while their contributions were also in the negative. So if you ask me, there were, of course, other factors in the background, which we will remember that while our lockdown started at the end of March as in South Africa, our trading partners, Mike, had already put in restrictive measures in terms of travel of both persons and goods in their own countries, as in China and most countries in Europe. And as such, we could not, in the area of mining, get the machinery, as well as in manufacturing petroleum and other issues relating to equipment and motor trade in the automotive sector were affected. And these are the ones that have a key role in the two sectors of manufacturing and mining.
Thanks, Statistician General. I'll turn up the volume dial on the desk here just so you can try and hear me a little better. Kevin, on the expenditure side, the government's final consumption expenditure was the largest contributor to growth. It rose by 1.1%. That was followed by household final consumption expenditure up by 0.7%. But it's quite alarming and I think unfortunate that we see government expenditure still the biggest contributor, because we know that we're in a tight fiscal environment. We had the supplementary budget dictate that last week. Revenue is shrinking because there's no growth, yet government continues to spend beyond its means.
That's right. Evening, Mike. It is a concern. Obviously, it's been going on for quite some time, in the sense that there's an imbalance that has developed between the amount of government activity versus private sector, or let's put it public sector versus private sector. From our perspective, that balance isn't ideal. And obviously part of that relates to the fact that government has continued to spend. Obviously the rate at which they are spending has eased to some extent, but in the meantime, private sector generally under pressure, and some elements under significant pressure and have been under pressure for some time. The obvious standout has been the fixed investment component. So it feels to us as if private sector is stepping back from the economy, obviously lacking in confidence. The unemployment environment obviously aggravates that, incomes under pressure, and in the meantime, government has continued to expand. And clearly that is not sustainable longer term, as the Minister of Finance has explained to us, because ultimately it doesn't lead to a good tax revenue outcome, and therefore government struggles to effectively fund themselves. So from our perspective, you've got to see a better balance coming through, and hopefully a bigger role for private sector in the years ahead in terms of driving the growth.
And Rusinga, the big shop in gross fixed capital formation was a 20.5% drop. But I think on the government expenditure side, what is also alarming is that the expenditure was driven by an increase in employment. And these numbers clearly don't seem to be aligned with the reality of our situation. The Minister of Finance said last week, any supplementary budget that our Herculean task is to close the mouth of the hippopotamus.
Both on the production side and expenditure side, Mike, we see government on the production side, it was driven by employment from the provinces as well as from institutions of higher learning. Whereas from the expenditure side, the demand was largely from health as well as defense. But let me go to gross fixed capital formation. All asset types have gone on a decline, the largest decline being in transport equipment that went on a negative growth of 45%. And the contribution was even negative 5.8. And when you look at machinery and other equipment, it went on a slump of 26.9%, while it was on negative growth. So in terms of that, the whole area, even in construction, if you look at the production side, has been in distress for some time. And this does show now from the expenditure side. And we have had recently the president made announcements of infrastructure projects in this area that will be in construction and will have make a lot of demand. And it is in the backdrop of a construction sector that is in distress, but gross fixed capital formations by asset type haven't shown any recovery in this quarter that we are reporting on.
I think a very well-made and important point there. Kevin, just lastly, you've got 60 seconds. If we don't reform swiftly, I think the bottom line is that we're on the road to depression. What makes government's infrastructure drive this time around different?
Well, I haven't seen anything so far other than there's clearly an urgency and a recognition that we've got to find avenues to grow. I think it's feasible if we do it through private-public partnerships. I think the private sector is more than keen to get involved in infrastructure development, and I think there are funds available. And I think from government side, they recognize that they've got to find avenues to grow in a very urgent way that sources goods domestically and employs more people. So to me, that would be a key area to focus, and then perhaps it's possible from here.
Stanlib Chief Economist Kevin Lings and Statistician General Rusenga Maluleke, thank you very much. With some insights and detail into that first quarter GDP number, contraction of 2%, but less bad than market consensus.